Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 114 of CJ Evolution. I am Patrick. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. I sure do appreciate it. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, thank you for taking a little bit of your time to listen to this show. Without you folks, we wouldn't have this show, and I'm having such a great time with the show, and that's only possible because of you, the listener. I wanted to talk a little bit today about intimidation. Whenever people hear the word intimidation, sometimes it stirs up a negative connotation. You know, us in law enforcement and criminal justice professionals, if we're told that we are intimidating, often that is a negative connotation. You know, people, you know, feel intimidated. They don't want to have, you know, a big cop or a big police officer or sheriff's deputy in front of them. They often feel intimidating. But a lot of times that works in our favor, right? I'm not talking about using intimidation in a bad way. I'm talking about how intimidation can diffuse a situation, right? I think some of us, or if not all of us, at some point in our careers have experienced that, where it maybe if we are big, or not necessarily big, but if we have that intimidation factor going, maybe sometimes that can diffuse a situation. And sometimes maybe it can aggravate a situation. But I don't think that intimidating people, or if you're intimidating, it's necessarily a bad thing. So I read an article recently about how intimidation can affect people. And I think it's something that I would like to talk about again. And that's why I'm here. I want to share that with you. So the world we live in is full of people who judge us. They know nothing about us. Some don't even know our names, but they judge us all the same. We talked about this in the last show. It doesn't matter. You're never going to please anybody, or everybody, I'm sorry. And oftentimes people are just not going to like you just because you don't like you, for whatever reason, jealousy, envy, whatever. We should not let the words or actions of these people bother us, which sometimes, again, is easier said than done. We are who we are, not who they think we are. Has anyone ever called you intimidating? I know I've been called intimidating. Sometimes intimidating people come across as rude or even, quote, evil for the way they react to things. Those around them fail to see the kind of person behind the tough exterior, and it can cause issues from time to time. I don't know if I have dealt with this from time to time. The most intimidating people I have found are also the most caring when you get to know them. So I want to talk about the 10 most common traits that I have noticed with intimidating people. And this is the article, and I'll have it linked up in the show notes. But I didn't write the article, but it's so applicable when you really get down to it. So your word is good. So intimidating people, most of the time, their word is good. Honesty is sometimes is something that you value big time. Most everybody values honesty. If you say you will do something, you always follow through. So these are some traits with, quote, intimidating people. Number two, you are straightforward. You always speak your mind and do not care who gets upset. Lying is never an option. I have been told that I'm straightforward. You know, I kind of tell it like it is. And sometimes that gets me in trouble. Sometimes I hurt people's feelings. I try not to, but sometimes I do. But I believe in being straightforward, not kind of sugarcoating. And I think a lot of people in our profession are probably the same way. So number three, you are open-minded. You are open to new ideas and always willing to try new things. This allows you to achieve success through any opportunities that you are willing to take. Number four, you create solutions. You focus more on the solution than the problem. You don't make excuses, and you just get things done as you should. How many people do you know who just talk the talk, who like to complain? They don't want to be a part of the solution. They just want to talk about all the problems. We see this all the time in law enforcement, especially some of the people with their repeat customers. I'm talking about the people that you're always running into time and time again. You create solutions in law enforcement, at least most of us. So number five, you are strong-willed. You are focused and will go the extra mile or extra lengths to make something happen. Number six, you do not like people who complain. Complaining is something that makes you mad. You would rather work alone than someone who spends the whole day complaining. Their energy sucks, right? Those toxic people, again, like we've talked about a lot. You don't have time for their shit and will not pick up their extra weight without letting them know where they can shove their complaints. Pretty direct. But I think people need directness, right? My God, don't sugarcoat it. All right? And some people can't handle that. Some people would rather avoid. Yeah. I don't like people who complain. Number seven, you do not tolerate willful ignorance. You are open-minded, yes, but you will not entertain anyone who is judgmental. You will either walk away from them and their ignorance or lose your patience with them and let them have a piece of your mind. I've been guilty of this once or twice. Number eight, you are wise. You are always learning from new things and new ways of thinking. You think things through and never waste time. You are wise beyond your years. We've talked about it before on the show. We've had experts on that talk about continual learning. Especially in law enforcement and criminal justice, we should constantly be trying to improve. Number nine, you do not like small talk. To you, small talk can be a bit annoying. You take time to deal with it often and would rather be sitting alone. You only want to partake in conversations with meaning. If someone cannot have a real, deep, and meaningful conversation with you, then most likely they do not even converse with you at all. And number 10, you are kind. You're one of the nicest people in the world, really. People are quick to judge you because you do not waste your time and often see success. It seems people love to judge those who are doing better than them, and this is one of those circumstances. Again, so the next time you come across or somebody tells you that you are very, very intimidating, I want you to think of these 10 things, the common traits that we talked about. Because being intimidating, folks, contrary to a lot of people out there, is not a bad thing. So with that, I am going to go ahead and sign off, folks. I hope each and every one of you are doing fantastic. Again, some great guests coming on in the near future. I hope you stay tuned for that. If you could head over to cjevolution.net, I sure would appreciate it. Rate and review the podcast. There's a link to iTunes. You can also check out a link to LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. I sure do appreciate it, folks. So with that, thank you for all the brave men and women out there keeping us safe. Take care, folks. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.